It's great. It was a difficult competition. Like, over the 2 days, we had to play a lot of games, and the semi-finals and finals today were tough. You know, Helvetia gave us a tight game, and Manchester again, like last year. We had to play well to win both the games and lift the trophy again.
Happy to get a full game in the final and a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, it was a nice feeling. Like, the Chema gave me the nod for that game, and hopefully, you know, we got the win, which was the most important thing, and everyone's happy now. We can enjoy the holidays.
What have been the experiences this season since you had the European campaign to start with it, then winning all the trophies at the end of it? How's the whole thing been?
Yeah, I think we've achieved what we wanted to. Like, to get to the elite round was what our target was after getting to the main round last year, and so overall, it couldn't have gone any better, I don't think. So we'll just rebuild over the summer and see where it can take us next year.
And I guess at Europe again, you get the bye to the main round this time. I think your seed is second this time as well. So there's a great chance for another run and maybe even threatening to go even further.
Yeah, I think we're building a good club here now because it's happened relatively quickly over the last 2 or 3 years. So if we continue that growth, anything is possible.
And what difference has it made to you, both with the club also playing for England, being able to be full-time?
Oh yeah, I think the national team has seen the benefits of me, Argon and Doug playing full-time and developing with good players and learning a lot. And also there's other lads now coming through like Liam, Cal Freeman. And if he gets the opportunity to train full-time, it can only benefit the national team.
But happy with also that a team of English were able to give you a good game in this final.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to see Manchester. They're a good club. They have a lot of English players and they're developing and they play the right way. And yeah, maybe they can meet in another final next year.
Wow, we knew it was going to be a tough game, especially in the first 10 minutes. It was quite like a close game, and we knew we couldn't let them play. So what we decided to do is put pressure on them, but we just achieved our aims, and we have trained for it. So really, really happy with what we achieved, really.
Is this the first season you've been playing futsal as well, is that right?
The team?
Yeah.
Yeah, we formed the team in September. Some of the players had been playing together before, but actually as a Bristol City team since September, so not even a year, really.
What does having a national finals like this mean for women's futsal, which obviously doesn't have a national league
at
all?
Yeah. Well, I think that's really important, especially when you see girls coming to watch the game. It's almost like seeing their role models. And I guess that's the next step for the development of futsal in England, is actually having a national league so girls can actually see who they want to be like. It's like the men's game, really. But yeah, so it's brilliant. Brilliant to have this FA Cup, and the organisation was really, really good.
Of course, you have in your team experienced football players like Keka, who obviously have played at the top level in football,
yeah.
And that must be a help when you come playing these top level matches in futsal.
Yeah. I think that helps a lot, but I think the most important is being a team player. So Keka, she's a really good player, for example, she's our captain, but if she hadn't trained, I don't think she would have helped the team as much as she did. So her commitment, as well as the other players' commitment as well, I think is what brought we here today and made us perform the way we performed. So it's a team effort.
Do you think you get benefits as well? Because there's been a lot of successful Bristol sporting teams at the moment. Bristol Academy, Bristol City,
yeah.
Obviously the men's club doing really well. Has that helped inspire the team as well to add to the trophies they've been winning?
Yeah, definitely. And I think from winning this FA Cup today, I guess that will attract more girls as well. So I think we're going to see the results of attracting more girls next year, hopefully.